So Hare Krishna, I think you should come a little forward because more devotees will come today because of the rain. Maybe you need a pullover, no? Wow, this looks serious. Hare Krishna. Gaura Hari, will you have your harmonium and the microphone? Yeah. Microphone and harmonium. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihadi. Gopi Dana Vallabha Girivara Dhaji. Gopi Dana Vallabha Girivara Dhaji. Yasodhanandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yasodhanandana Vraja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Vana Dari. Jamuna Tira Vana Dari. Radha Madhava Kunya Bihadi. Radha Madhava Kunya Bihadi. Pirana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Pirana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yasodha Nandana Vraja Janarandana. Yasodha Nandana Vraja Janarandana. Yasodha
tera banata re jayala madhava
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Oh Jaya Ganga Oh
can you please open the windows now a little bit? I think the rainstorm is over. So, Hare Krishna, I welcome you for this continuation of our seminar called Cold Ice and... No, Hot Ice. And what is it? Cold Fire.
Želim vam svima dobrodošlicu na nastavak našeg seminara koji se zove Vreli led, hladna vatra.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. In the book Bhajan Rahasya, or The Secret of Internal Spiritual Practice, Bhaktivinoda Thakur indicates that coming to the level of bhava can be a very fast development. Bhava means love of Krishna.
U knjizi Bhajana Rahasya, koja govori o razvoju unutrašnjeg duhovnog puta, Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže da dolazak na nivo bhave, na nivo ljubavi prema Bogu, može biti jako brz.
He says that more or less after a few days of spiritual practice, you can develop your spiritual body and worship Radha and Krishna, not in a body made of matter, but in a body made of Satchit Ananda.
I on kaže da nakon nekoliko dana duhovne prakse možete razviti svoje duhovno telo i možete služiti Radha i Krishna ne u ovom telu, već u svom duhovnom telu, koje je Satchit Ananda.
When we hear of very fast developments in Krishna consciousness, we are wondering, can I also become a pure devotee, very brzo?
I onda kada čujemo o takvom brzom napretku svjesnosti Krishna na duhovnom putu, mi se onda pitamo, da li ja mogu postati čisti bhakta tako brzo?
If you want, the answer is yes, but you need to know one philosophical term and three magical words.
Da, to je moguće, ali u tom slučaju morate znati jedan filozofski termin i tri magične reči.
First of all, you need to know how to attain sambandha with Krishna.
Pre svega morate znati kako da dostignete sambandhu sa Krishna.
Sambandha means a bondage.
Sambandha znači povezanost.
A firm tie.
To znači čvrstu vezu.
Like this microphone which you see here. The microphone of Gaura Hari is bond with a very strong bondage to this official Fruška Goranga camp microphone.
Možete vidjeti ovdje ovaj mali mikrofon, Gaura Hari mikrofon, on je čvrsto povezan s ovim oficijalnim Fruška Goranga mikrofon.
Yes. So, they are now connected. As if it's one microphone. In the same way, a devotee needs to be connected with Krishna in his spiritual practice by a firm understanding that Krishna, I am yours and you are mine.
Na isti takav način bhakta treba biti povezan sa Krishnom u svojim duhovnim aktivnostima uz pomoć čvrstog ubeđenja. Krishna, ja sam tvoj i ti si moj.
Once, on the battle of field of Kurukshetra, there were all the kings, the queens of Krishna. They met Draupadi and asked Draupadi, how did you become so dear to our husband, Lord Krishna? He always talks about you.
jednom na bojnom polju Kurukšetre, tamo su se nalazile sve kraljice gospodina Krišna i onda su one srele Draupadi i pitale su je, kako to da si ti tako draga Krišna, on stalno priča o tebi.
Krishna is in Dwaraka in his 16,008 palaces with all of us, and he constantly talks about Draupadi, Draupadi, Draupadi. What did you do to become so close to him? And Draupadi said, my dear queens, there is a secret how one becomes dear to Krishna.
Moja draga kraljice, postoji tajna kako osoba može postati draga Krishna.
You have to feel that Krishna, I am yours, and worship him like this.
Vi morate osjetiti Krishna, ja sam tvoj, i onda ga obožavati.
You, the queens of Krishna, the wives of Krishna, think, Krishna, you are mine. But the secret is to think, Krishna, I am yours.
I vi kraljice Dvaraki, vi mislite Krishna, ti si moj. Ali u stvari tajna je u tome da mislite Krishna, ja sam tvoja.
If you think my God is Krishna.
Ako mislite moj Bog je Krishna.
No, you should, this is not so powerful. You should think, I am Krishna's. I belong to Krishna, I'm his property.
To nije onda tako moćno. Trebate misliti, ja sam Krishna, ja pripadam Krishna, ja sam njegovo vlasništvo.
Yet higher level, but this is very high, there comes the concept of mamatva, but that is a little different than what is intended to be here, so we won't deal with this here.
Postoji još jedan dosta uzvišeni nivo i tu dolazimo do koncepta mamatva, ali o tome nećemo danas, za ovaj seminar to nije.
You should think in the beginning, I don't belong to myself, I belong to Krishna, and what I'm doing is meant for Krishna's pleasure.
Na početku duhovnog puta trebalo bi da mislite, ja pripadam Krishni i ono što radim, ono što jesam, to je sve namenjeno za njegovo uživanje.
This pleases Krishna very much, this surrendered mood.
I tako predano raspoloženje jako zadovoljava Krishna.
So you must think when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, when you're doing service, Krishna, I'm your servant, I'm yours.
I onda kada pevate Hare Krishna ili kada radite službu za Krishna, trebate misliti, Krishna, ja sam tvoj.
This is the first thing you have to know to make quick advancement.
Ovo je prva stvar koju trebate znati kako biste brzo napredovali.
And the second thing is you need to know three magical words.
A druga stvar, trebate znati tri magične reči.
Desire, eagerness and anxiety.
Te tri reči su želja,
eagerness,
žudnja i nije zabrinutost, nego tjeskoba.
You are sure you have the right word?
Tjeskoba, anxiety.
So, desire,
želja, žudnja i treća reč je teskoba.
Dobro. Let me explain these magical words. Once Prabhupada was came back from his morning walk. It was in Los Angeles, and he went in the car which was waiting for him to take him to the morning greetings in the deity greetings in the temple.
Jednog dana u Americi Šila Prabhupada je bio na svojoj jutarnjoj šetnji, onda se vraćao ka kolima kako bi ga kola odvezla da pozdravi božanstvo ujutru.
Now the driver was just about to start the engine when all of a sudden a devotee came out of the waiting crowd of devotees to the window and motioned to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I have a question.
I onda kada je vozač samo što nije pokrenuo kolo, u tom trenutku jedan bahta istrčao iz gomila okupljenih bahta i pokazao je Šila Prabhupada da spusti prozor, rekao je Šila Prabhupada, imam pitanje za tebe.
And Prabhupada was just about to drive. He looked at the devotee, was everything all right in his mind, so that he stopped Prabhupada. And then when he saw, yes, this devotee had a serious concern, he stopped the driver, rolled down the window and said, what is your question?
I ako Šila Prabhupada bio u žurbi, on je pogledao prvo da proveri da li je sve u redu s ovim baktom i onda kada se to uveri, onda je pokazao vozaču da zaustavi kola i žela da čuje to pitanje.
And the devotee asked Prabhupada, what is the essential ingredient to make fast advancement in Krishna consciousness?
I onda da je taj bhakta upitao Srila Prabhupada, šta je suštinska stvar za napredak u svetlosti Krishna?
And Srila Prabhupada looked at the devotee and said one word.
I onda Srila Prabhupada pogledao tog bhaktu i rekao je jednu reč.
Desire.
Želja.
Then he looked at the devotee if anything more needed to be said. And when he saw that the devotee was satisfied with that one word explanation, Prabhupada motioned to the driver to start the engine again and drive to the deity greeting.
I onda kada se Šila Prabhupada uverio da je taj bhakta bio zadovoljan sa tom jednom rečju kao odgovorom, onda je pokazao vozaču da pokrene kola i krene da pozdravi božanstvo.
Let us talk about desire in Krishna consciousness.
Hajde da sada govorimo o želji u svesnosti Krishna.
Usually the living entity is driven by desires.
Obično želje su ono što pokreće živo biće.
Desires for security.
Na primjer, želje za sigurnošću.
Desires for basic gratification like eating so that the hunger goes away.
I onda želje za zadovoljenjem osnovnih potreba kao kada imamo glad, onda jedemo.
We are also driven by desires to be recognized as we and given attention to.
Također imamo želju da budemo prepoznati i da nam se pruži pažnja.
Desires drive us forward in life.
I želje nas vode napred u životu.
They make us into what we are.
I one od nas čine ono što mi jesmo.
So if you want to become an advanced devotee in Krishna consciousness, you must first of all and foremost of all just very strongly desire this.
Tako da ako želite da postanete bhakta u svesnosti Krishna, da imate brzi napredak, onda pre svega morate to jako da želite.
You eventually you have to channel your desires into this one desire. I want to become a devotee of Krishna, and then everything will be all right.
I ono što treba uraditi jeste da kanališete sve svoje želje u tu jednu. Ja želim da budem Krishnin bhakta sluga i onda će sve biti u redu.
Now do you know what happens when you channel desires and bring them in one direction?
A da li znate šta se dešava kada kanališete sve svoje želje i kada ih usmjerite u jednom pravcu?
If all your different desires are coming in this direction, I only want you, Krishna. Do you know what happens?
Ako sve vaše želje idu upravo u tom pravcu, ja samo želim tebe, Krishna, da li znate šta se onda dešava?
Your desire will turn into a more intense form of desire called eagerness.
Onda će se vaše želje pretvoriti u intenzivniji oblik želje koji se zove žudnja.
Eagerness is the only price to become Krishna conscious.
A ta žudnja, ta snažna želja je jedina cena da postanemo svesni
Krishna. Prabhupada, he said, if you want to become Krishna conscious, you have to become eager, lolyam.
I Srila Prabhupada je rekao, ako želite da postanete svesni Krishna, onda morate biti puni žudnje, puni kaloli.
And then Prabhupada quoted a verse which he thought is the seed of Krishna consciousness.
I onda Srila Prabhupada citirao stih za koji on smatra da predstavlja seme svesnosti Krishna.
Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi koto pilapyate tatra lolyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukrite na labhyate. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by pious activity in hundreds and thousands of lives.
Čisto predano služenje ne može biti postignuto nikakvim pobožnim delatnostima koje možete izvršiti u milionima života.
This pure Krishna consciousness can be attained only by paying one price.
ova čista svesnost Krišne može biti postignuta samo ako platite jednu cenu.
Intense greed to obtain it.
Intenzivnu žudnju da je dobijete.
If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay.
I ako je ta svesnost Krišne bilo gde dostupna, osoba mora da je dostigne, da kupi na bilo koji način.
What is intense greed?
A šta je to ta intenzivna čežnja, žudnja?
I can only give you one example.
Mogu vam dati samo jedan primjer.
In our temple in Germany, Schloss Rettershof, it was Zamak, we had very nice morning offerings of sweet sandesh to Radha Madan Mohan.
U našem hramu u Nemačkoj nekada imali smo, koji je bio jedan zamak, imali smo jako lepu jutarnju ponudu slatkiša za Radha Madan Mohan.
And the sweets would usually be served out to our GBC representative in the morning.
I onda obično ti slatkiši su bili posluživani našim GBC članovima ujutru.
So, I remember, often the sweets were stolen, and therefore the temple administration purchased a trezor to keep the sweets.
Ja se sećam da se često dešavalo da bi neko ukrao te slatkiše, tako da je uprava hrama kupila jedan trezor u koji je smestila slatkiše kako bi sprečila krađu.
Now, I was usually in that team of Hare Krishna gangsters who stole the Mangalarti sweets.
A ja sam se obično nalazi u tom timu Hare Krishna gangstera koji bi obično ukrali te Mangalarti sweets.
But then when there was a trezor, nothing could be done.
Ali onda kad se tu pojavio trezor, više ništa nije moglo da se učini.
So our group, it was a very adventurous group, had to starve for 1 week from these Mangalarti sweets.
I onda naša čitava grupa koja je bila prilično maturistička morala čitavih nedelju dana da posti od ovih slatkiša.
And we became so greedy that one day we just we contacted a bhakta from a different temple who was in his previous life before becoming Krishna consciousness a person who stole cars. So we were highly determined to get the sweets. And at 12 o'clock when everyone was resting in the night, we put socks over our heads and we went to that trezor. To make a long story short, because it was not easy, we were able with great physical force to open and deep intellectual strength to open the combination and steal the sweets. This is the meaning of greed. Everything is done to attain the desired goal.
Znači, to je ono kada sve napravite kako biste dostigli željeni cilj.
No obstacle is too great in order to keep you from reaching your goal.
I nijedna prepreka nije toliko velika da bi vas zaustavila da dostignete svoj cilj.
And to become Krishna conscious, you need this qualification.
I da biste postali svesni Krišne, potrebna vam je ova kvalifikacija.
Somehow or other, I must become Krishna conscious.
Na bilo koji način ja moram postati svestan Krišne.
Even if at the moment I'm severely limited by my weaknesses, I will somehow do something to to become Krishna conscious.
Čak i ako sam u ovom trenutku ozbiljno ograničen svojim slabostima, ja moram raditi nešto kako bi postao svestan
Krishna. This is a price.
To je cena.
In a moment we will discuss how all of us can become capitalist with this intense greed to become Krishna conscious.
I za nekoliko trenutaka saznaćemo kako svi mi možemo postati kapitalisti i posjedovati tu žudnju da postanemo svjesni Krishna.
At a third occasion, Prabhupada, it was in Hawaii, Prabhupada was on a morning walk, and again a devotee asked him, Prabhupada, how do we become Krishna conscious?
I treća prilika kada je Šila Prabhupada isto bio u šetnji na Havajima, još jedan bakta da je pitao Šila Prabhupada kako mi možemo postati svesni Krishna.
And he said, by your anxiety.
I onda je Šila Prabhupada odgovorio uz pomoć tvoje teskobe.
And he gave the example of Mother Yashoda, who is the first and most very great role model of being anxious for Krishna.
I onda Šila Prabhupada dao primjer Majke Jašode, koji je upravo model koji se može slediti, odnosno kao Krishnina majka.
Krishna's mother is full of anxiety, but not for her own benefit, for Krishna's benefit.
I Krishnina majka, ona je puna tiskove, ali ona ne brine o svojoj dobrobiti, ona brine o Krishnina dobrobiti.
When Krishna leaves the village, when Krishna goes through the gate of Vrindavan to herd the cows in the forest, Mother Yashoda follows him and just while Krishna walks is just putting his dress properly.
I onda kada Krishna napusti selo i kada kreće da čuva krave u šumi, onda Majka Jašoda ide za njim i onda namešta njegovu odeću.
Krishna says, it's all right, I'm dressed perfectly, I can go now, you can go back.
I onda Krishna kaže, u redu je, ja sam savršeno obučen, možeš da se vratiš nazad.
So Mother Yashoda goes back into the village, but then she thinks, no, Krishna must be hungry, he ate so little this morning.
I onda Majka Jašoda se vrati u selo, ali onda odmah pomisli, pa Krishna mora da je gladan, on je jeo tako malo jutros.
And she comes again out of the village of Vrindavan with a plate of milk sweets and feeds Krishna with her own hand in his mouth.
I onda Majka Jašoda opet ide za Krishnom i nosi tanjer na kome se nalaze mlečni slatkiši i onda hrani Krishnu svojom sopstvenom rukom.
She says, Krishna, you will become weak if you hurt the cows and your stomach is so flat this morning.
I onda ona kaže, Krishna, postaćeš tako slab dok napasaš krave i tvoj stomak je tako ravan jutros.
So she feeds Krishna and still Krishna says, Mother, I'm so full, I can't go home. You may go back in the village, everything is all right, don't worry for me.
I onda Krishna kaže, Majko, sve u redu, ja sam jela tako puno ovog jutra, samo se ti vrati nazad u selo, sve će biti u redu.
Now after Yashoda has returned to Vrindavan, again she runs out to Krishna.
I onda se Majka Jašoda opet vrati u selo i onda opet trči nazad za Krishna.
Krishna, you will hurt your soft, tender lotus feet at the sharp stones and the piercing straw on the fields.
I onda na kraju kaže, Krishna, ti ćeš povrediti svoje meka lotusova stopalo zato što se na putu nalazi oštre kamenje i oštre trake, slame.
The cows have no intelligence where to go and where not to go, and you are always following them because you don't know your granitas.
I onda kaže, krave nemaju nikakvu inteligenciju, ne znaju kuda trebaju da idu, a ti uvek slediš zato što ne poznaješ nikakve granice.
No, mother, I will only walk on the forest paths which are swept by the tails of the jelenkas, the deers.
I onda Krishna kaže, ne, majko, ja ću uvijek hodati po stazama koje su prethodno očistili jeleni svojim repovima.
And Mother Yashoda then returns to the village of Vrindavan and all day is simply thinking in anxiety about Krishna's welfare.
I onda se Majka Jašoda vrati u selo Vrindavan i onda čitavog dana provede u teskobi razmišljajući o tome šta se dešava s Krishnom.
In the in the around 5 o'clock, when Krishna is supposed to return with the cows to the village, she sends always a gopi up to a high tower to look into the distance and bring her news when Krishna is coming on down the path from the direction of Yavat.
I onda kada se već približi 5 sati popodne, kada bi Krishna trebalo da se vrati sa pašnjaka, onda majka je šalje jednu gopi na osmatračnicu kako bi ona gledala u daljinu i kako bi joj rekla kada će se Krishna pojaviti na putu koji vodi iz Yavata.
And then the gopi returns and says, I have not seen any sign of Krishna. Mother Yashoda said, you have not seen properly. Please go again and look a little better. Then Krishna will surely come.
I onda kada se ta gopija, kada se gopi vrati i onda kaže majci Jašodi, nema ničega u daljini, onda majka Jašoda kaže, ne, ne, ti sigurno nisi ispravno videla, molim te vrati se opet i pogledaj malo bolje i onda ćeš sigurno videti Krishna kako dolazi.
At that time, Krishna, Mother Yashoda oversees the cooking of Krishna's dinner, which takes place on 100 very nicely burning flames.
I u to isto vreme majka Jašoda, ona nadgleda kuvanje Krishnine večere koje se odigrava na 100 jako lepih pamenova.
So Prabhupada said, you can become Krishna conscious by your anxiety, by, you know, strongly desiring for Krishna's welfare.
I zato je Srila Prabhupada rekao da možemo postati svesni Krishne tako što jako želimo, tako što smo jako zabrinuti za Krishninu dobrobit.
Now we desire for our benefit.
Sada želimo svoju dobrobit.
Our eagerness goes all for our benefit. And we are highly anxious for our benefit. If you wish to become Krishna conscious, this needs to be directed to Krishna. These three magical words need to be pointed towards Krishna.
Ako želite da postanete svesni Krishna, onda ove tri čarovne reči moraju biti usmerene ka Krishna.
See, these three things, desire, eagerness and anxiety, are actually the same thing in different temperatures.
Vidite, sve ove tri reči, želja, žudnja i teskova, one predstavljaju istu stvar na određenim temperaturama.
Look at this cup. This cup is filled with cool water.
Pogledajte sada ovu čašu. Ona, u njoj se nalazi sveža, hladna voda.
Imagine I have here another cup with middle temperature.
A sada zamislite da ovde imam jednu drugu čašu u kojoj se nalazi voda umerene srednje temperature.
And here I have a third cup with boiling hot water.
A ovdje imam treću čašu u kojoj se nalazi vrela ključala voda.
It's all the same water, only in different temperatures.
I u sva tri slučaja se radi o istoj vodi, samo je temperatura različita.
So desire, eagerness and anxiety is the same thing. It's desire in different temperatures.
I tako da sve ove tri stvari, želja, žudnja i teskova, sve one predstavljaju želju na različitoj temperaturi.
I think all of you have a desire to become Krishna conscious.
Ja mislim da svi vi imate želju da postanete svesni Krishna.
Otherwise you wouldn't be here.
A inače ne biste bili ovdje.
But now you need to apply some temperature to make that desire boiling hot.
Ali sada je potrebno da to malo podgrijete kako bi ta vaša želja postala ključajuća.
How does water become boiling hot?
Kako voda počinje da ključa?
This is a very helpful understanding.
Ovo je jedno razumevanje koje vam može dosta pomoći.
You have to constantly apply temperature to it.
Morate konstantno da je podgrevate.
If cool water has become warm water and then you stop supplying heat to the water, it will again become cool.
Ako topla voda, mlaka voda, ako prestanete da je grejete, onda će ona opet postati hladna.
You have to keep boiling it so that it comes to the boiling temperature and then evaporates.
I morate da nastavite da je podgrevate tako da bi došlo do tog stanja kada će krenuti do ključa i na kraju će početi da spara.
The same holds true if you want to become Krishna conscious. You can't interrupt the process in the middle thinking, now I'm satisfied. I have a tilak and I have a spiritual name. and maybe a Brahman thread.
Isto se odnosi na duhovni život. Ne možete u jednom trenutku da kažete u redu, sad sam zadovoljan, imam tilak, imam imam inicijaciju, imam brahmanski konac.
Do you understand my point? To get boiling water, you have to be continuous. You can't take the pot away from the flame, so to say.
I da li razumete moj point? Da bi vaš duhovni život napredovati, ne možete da sklonite tu vodu od plamena.
See, if I would boil this water now, and after some time I would take it away from the flame, it would never become boiling hot and evaporate. It would not happen.
Sad pogledajte, ako bi stavio ovu vodu na plamen i onda je nakon nekog vremena sklonio, ona nikada neće doći do stanja ključena.
So if you want to go back to Godhead or evaporate, you know, from the material world, don't leave the flame.
Tako da ako želite da se vratite nazad Bogu, ako želite da isparite iz ovog duhovnog sveta, onda ne morate da napustite plamen.
You have to stay connected with the flame.
Morate da ostanete povezani sa plamenom.
Is it clear?
Da li vam je to jasno?
Yes.
It's a simple point, but if you apply it, it will bring fantastic results.
To je jako jednostavna poenta, ali samo ako je primenite, ona će doneti fantastične rezultate.
Many of us are interrupting our process.
Mnogi od nas prekidaju naš proces.
We may be Krishna conscious, in the kirtan.
Mi možemo biti svesni Krishna kirtan.
But then the rest of the day we again become cold. We talk many unimportant things.
Ali onda u ostatku dana mi opet postajemo hladni, da razgovaramo o mnogim nevažnim stvarima.
Rupa Goswami indicates that this process of becoming Krishna conscious takes part over several lifetimes.
Rupa Goswami kaže da ovaj proces kada postajemo svesni Krishne da on traje nekoliko života.
Most of you who are sitting here, I feel, have started already to boil their water or to cook their water or to warm their water in a previous lifetime.
Ja imam osjećaj da većina vas koji sedi ovdje da ste vi već počeli da kuvate svoju vodu u nekom od prethodnih života.
Then in that previous lifetime something happened so that they took the pot off away from the flame.
I onda se u nekom od tih života nešto desilo, neki prekret, tako da ste sklonili tu svoju vodu sa plamena.
Now in this life, please keep it on the flame. Don't take it away from the flame again.
I sada u ovom životu molim vas da ne sklanjate tu vodu sa plamena. Molim vas da ostanete uz plamen.
See, during a summer camp, we try to make the flame a little bit hotter.
Vidite, u toku ovog letnjeg kampa mi se trudimo da taj plamen postane što topliji.
But then when the time comes where you leave and go back from the summer camp, you need to see that there is a steady supply of Krishna conscious nourishment in your life.
Ali onda kada odete sa letnjeg kampa, onda se morate pobrinuti da postoji stalno dajete tu duhovnu hranu sebi.
You have come with a certain temperature into this life. Now, please boil it.
Vi ste došli u ovaj život sa određenom temperaturom i sada, molim vas, počnite to da zagrevate.
I would like to now, in the remaining part of my... Oops! We absolutely need the flame. No, not you. You should translate, yes. Someone thought this would be it. But near. It's a Sony back home, it says here. What is this? It's a machine gun or something. Thank you. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that the way to obtain Krishna consciousness is through kirtan.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je rekao da način da postanemo svesni Krishna, da to dostignemo, jeste kroz kirtan.
He said that kirtan would bring the end result, the sadhya of Krishna consciousness, that is love of Godhead.
I on je rekao da će kirtan upravo doneti sadhju, odnosno taj krajnji rezultat svesnosti
Krishna. Now, in the kirtan, just like in boiling the water, there is a point where maybe you stop and it's no longer, you don't make your water hot. There's also a point of degeneration which I would like to discuss.
U kirtanu se može desiti isto kao kad kuvate vodu, da postoji jedan prekid i odnosno jedno opadanje.
In the Vaishnava tradition, kirtan is actually a process which connects you with the worshipable form of God.
U Vaishnavskoj tradiciji kirtan predstavlja proces koji vas povezuje sa Bogom koga obožavate.
The idea is that by singing his name, which is identical with Krishna, you come in Krishna's presence.
A ideja je ta da s pomoć pevanja Krišnjinog imena, koje se ne razlikuje, koje je identično sa Krišnom, vi dolazite u kontakt sa, dolazite u Krišnjinom prisutstvu.
Thus, kirtan is a process like, for instance, attending and worshipping the deity, which brings you close to Krishna.
Tako da je kirtan proces poput toga da dođete i da obožavate božanstvo koje će vas dovesti u Krišnjino prisustvo.
Now in the modern times, the yoga community has also adopted kirtan, and there are many kirtan leaders on kirtan tours.
I tako možemo vidjeti da u današnje vreme da mnogi yoga zajednice da su one usvojile kirtan kao prikladan proces i tako da postoje čak i ti pevači koji imaju svoje turneje po svetu.
But the way in which the new age community or yoga community presents kirtan is really divorced from the original intent of which is glorifying Krishna and coming into his presence.
Ali način na koji ta New Age zajednica ili ta yoga zajednica na koja ona prezentuje kirtan jeste taj da su ga odvojili od te njegove prvobitne namene i da ne predstavlja više način da se povežete sa Krišnom.
When the New Age kirtan leaders explain kirtans to their large audiences, which are up to 9,000 people per concert, they will say, if you sing this, this is a form of self-expression.
I onda kada ti kirtan, kada pevači koji potiču iz te New Age zajednice, kada objašnjavaju velikom broju ljudi koji se nalaze na njihovim koncertima, nekada i do 9000 ljudi, oni kažu da je kirtan, da je to jednostavno oblik samoizražavanja.
They will say the deities are energies, like Krishna is the god of love, and by chanting his name, they will sing, say, you will feel lubav in your heart.
I onda oni kažu da božanstvo predstavlja energiju, kažu da je Krishna Bog ljubavi, ako pevamo njegovo ime, da ćemo osjetiti ljubav u srcu.
In this way, modern kirtan is often divorced from the original, the pure thing, which is glorification of Krishna and coming into his presence.
I na taj način moderni kirtan je često razdvojen od njegove izvorne namene, a to je slavljanje Krišne i dolaženje u Krišnjino prisustvo.
Modern kirtan has degenerated like yoga, which nowadays yoga, when you hear yoga, it's just a bodily workout like fitness fast or any other fitness program.
I moderni kirtan na taj način se srozao, degenerisao upravo poput moderne joge, koja danas predstavlja samo neki fitness program kao i bilo koje druge telesne vežbe.
Hare Krishna. Vielen Dank, Victoria. Wie bitte? Bali Sadachar knows about this. He is a master of martial arts.
Bali Sadachar on zna nešto o tome zato što je on majstor borilačkih veština.
He originally martial arts is a process of character development.
I izvorno borilačke veštine u stvari predstavljaju proces za formiranje karaktera.
It is meant to hone one's energies within for self improvement.
I te borilačke veštine one su namenjene tome da osoba razvija svoje unutrašnje kvalitete kako bi bilo što bolje.
But the degenerated form of martial arts which is taught in modern martial art studios is just to beat up someone. Hare Krishna.
Ali izopačeni oblik tih boriličkih veština koji se danas podučava na trenizima boriličkih veština sastoji se u tome da kako nekog da pretuče.
So just like yoga and martial arts and anything good degenerates into a very selfish practice, kirtan can also degenerate into a practice which is isolated from the glorification of Krishna.
I upravo na isti način na koji se yoga i borilačke veštine mogu srozati, upravo na isti taj način i kirtan može postati proces koji je razdvojen od tog slavljenja gospodina.
Such kirtan is like a candle without flame.
I takav kirtan je upravo poput sveće bez plamena.
Only if you sing kirtan to glorify Krishna and to come into his presence will you boil your inner water and get love of Godhead.
Samo ako pevate u kirtanu kako biste došli u Krišnino prisustvo i kako biste slavili Krišnu, onda je to upravo taj jedini način da ta vaša unutrašnja voda proključa.
Such kirtan which is performed by devotees who want to just praise their Lord has great effect on the hearts of the listeners or the participants.
Upravo takav kirtan koji je vođen od strane osobe koji jednostavno žele da slave svog gospodina ima veliki uticaj na one koji slušaju to ili koji učestvuju u kirtanu.
Kirtan is so powerful to develop love of Krishna that no other process is required.
I kirtan je toliko moćan za razvijanje svesnosti Krishne da nam nijedan drugi proces nije potreban.
It is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that not even the guru is necessary, not even initiation is necessary. Kirtan is independently powerful to develop love of Godhead.
I u Chaitanya Charitamriti je opisano da nam nije potreban čak ni guru, ni inicijacija, da je kirtan sam po sebi toliko moćan proces.
Writes a purport to this interesting and maybe controversial text in Chaitanya Charitamrita that not even a guru is necessary.
I onda Srila Prabhupada piše smisao koji se odnosi na ovaj stih koji je jako zanimljiv i donekle kontroverzan i koji kaže da nam čak ni guru nije potreban.
He says, yes, it is true that kirtan, the holy names are independently powerful to bestow love of Godhead.
I Srila Prabhupada kaže, da, istina je da je sveto ime potpuno nezavisno i da može samo dati ljubav prema Bogu.
But this only works when you don't commit offenses against the holy name.
Ali to funkcioniše jedino u slučaju kada ne činite uvrede prema svetom imenu.
So that you know to chant the holy name without offenses, without, I would like to add, without the offenses of the yoga community, you need guidance.
I kako biste mogli da mantarate, a da ne vršite takve uvrede kakve vrši, na primjer, ta yoga zajednica, potrebno vam je vodstvo.
So, but again, the process is powerful.
Ali opet da ponovimo, taj proces sam po sebi je moćan.
But to learn it, you need guidance.
Ali kako biste ga naučili, potrebno vam je vodstvo.
Yes. So how can you bring your water to the boiling temperature?
Kako možete dovesti svoju vodu do tačke ključenja?
By proper kirtan.
Uz ispravan, pravilan kirtan.
And for that you need just four simple qualifications.
A za to su nam potrebne četiri jednostavne osobine.
If you want to glorify Krishna, you need to first of all take your ego down from the throne of your heart. You need to become humble.
Ako želite da slavite Krishnu, pre svega morate skinuti svoj lažni ego sa strane svog srca, morate postati ponizni.
The ego of the conditioned soul always constructs a little world around himself in which he or she is in the center.
Ego uslovljene duše uvek izgradi svet i centar tog sveta je upravo ta uslovljena duša.
I met a very spiritual person, a Sufi sheikh, and I asked him, when does the ego ever stop to delude you?
Ja sam sreo jednu jako duhovnu osobu, jednu sufi šejka, i onda sam ja pitao kada ego prestaje da pravi iluziju tebe.
And the sheikh said the ego only stops grabbing things if you don't give it anything to eat.
I onda je on odgovorio, ego prestaje da grabi stvari oko sebe jedino onda kada prestaneš da ga taniš.
Otherwise the ego, wherever you place it, will always make a little world around himself where he is in the center.
A inače, u svim ostalim slučajima, ego će uvek na bilo kom mestu sagraditi oko sebe određeni neki svet u čijem se centru nalazi on sam.
And then he told me a story.
I onda mi je rekao priču.
He said when God had created everything, he asked the ego, which is one of his creations, to come and answer a question.
Kada je Bog stvorio sve stvari, onda je poslao koji je također jedna od njegovih stvorevina, ego, ne um, izvinjavam se, poslao je ego da mu odgovori na jedno pitanje.
God asked the ego, who am I and who are you?
I onda je Bog pitao ego, ko sam ja, a ko si ti?
The ego answered, you are you and I am I.
I onda je ego odgovorio, ti si ti, a ja sam ja.
Okay, said God, put it for 1,000 years in the red fire.
I onda je Bog odgovorio, u redu, stavite ga 1,000 godina u crvenu vatru.
After 1,000 years, the ego came again before God, a little bit burned.
I onda nakon 1,000 godina ego se opet pojavio pred Bogom i bio je malo dogorao.
And the Lord said, please answer the question now, who am I and who are you?
I onda je Bog rekao, molim te odgovori na pitanje, ko sam ja, ko si ti?
You are you and I am me.
Ti si ti, a ja sam ja.
Okay, bring him for 1,000 years in the white fire, special hot fire.
I onda je Bog odgovorio, u redu, stavite ga 1,000 godina u specijalnu belu vatru.
After 1,000 years, the ego stood again before God and had to answer the same question.
I nakon 1,000 godina ego se opet našao pred Bogom i morao da odgovori na isto pitanje.
The ego said, I said it already, you are you and I am me.
I onda je ego rekao, pa već sam ti rekao, ja sam ja i ti si ti.
Okay, said God, bring him into the nothingness.
I onda je Bog rekao, u redu, stavite ga u ništavilo.
After a very short time,
i nakon jako kratko vremena,
the ego sent a messenger.
Ego je poslao jednu poruku.
I want to answer your question.
Ja bih želao da odgovorim na tvoje pitanje.
Okay, said God, bring the ego here from the nothingness.
I onda je Bog rekao, u redu, dovedite ego ovdje iz ništavila.
So, who am I and who are you?
I onda, ko sam ja, ko si ti?
And the ego very blissfully said,
i onda ego jako vlažno odgovorio,
you are God and I'm your eternal servant.
Ti si Bog, a ja sam tvoj večni sluga.
So if you want to just stop living creating your universe with yourself in the center and being in total illusion, you need to starve your ego. Don't give it food.
želite da prestanete da gradite svoj sopstveni univerzum u čijem se centru nalazite vi, onda morate da izgladnite svoj ego i da prestanete da ga hranite.
Don't allow it to grab things and just put it around. Moj frizura, moj novac, moj bicikl, moj auto, moj TV.
Morate da prestanete da dovlačite stvari oko sebe i da mislite moj novac, moja frizura, moj auto, moj bicikl.
No, you should say like this. Trinara bisunicena. Becoming very humble. This means fasting the ego.
Ne, nego trebate da izgladite svoj ego tako što ćete biti ponizni.
Whenever you are proud, you give your ego pizza and lasagna.
Kad god ste ponosni, onda hranite svoj ego pizzom i lasagnom.
And it becomes fat, and so that it makes a lot of foul air.
I onda on postaje jako debel i onda ima jako puno goriva za
svuk, yes. Give it another practice. Become humble.
Već trebate da praktikujete da budete ponizni.
Become tolerant.
Da postanete tolerantni.
Respect others.
Da poštujete druge.
And don't really arrange your life so that you get respect.
I nemojte da svoj život uređujete na taj način da dobijete poštovanje.
Then you can develop the quality to always chant kirtan.
I onda možete razviti kvalifikaciju da uvek možete pevati kirtan.
So this kirtan is the process which helps you to refine your desire, which I believe you all had in a previous life, and make it hotter in the sense of coming to the level of eagerness, being eager for Krishna means being greedy and overcoming obstacles, and finally developing anxiety for Krishna.
Tako da je kirtan upravo proces koji možete da pojačate svoju želju i da je onda napravite da ona izraste u žudnju i da na kraju
kirtan should not be is very powerful in the association of devotees.
Kirtan je jako moćan u društvu bhakta.
But it can also be done at home with friends.
Ali također možete imati kirtan kod kuće sa prijateljima.
Or it can also be done alone.
Ili možete imati kirtan sam.
I know very advanced devotees who sing and dance sometimes alone in their apartment.
Ja znam jako napitne bakte koji igraju i pevaju sami u svom stanu.
Why not?
Zašto ne?
It is a spiritual process.
To je duhovni proces.
It's the yuga dharma.
To je yuga dharma.
What do you think, Nityananda Kari? You can sing and dance.
Šta misliš? Možeš da igraš, da pevaš?
At home, no problem. Bhakti Devi, no problem. Mahojwala. You can team sing and dance. It's yuga dharma. And you will see, as you learn the art of performing kirtan, you will become very, very eager for Krishna.
I vidjet ćete, ako naučite umetnost izvođenja kirtana, onda ćete postati puno žudnje za Krishna.
We had a very, very wonderful japa retreat a little while ago on the island of Ish, and we have decided now to make a kirtan retreat.
Imali smo jako predivan japa seminar na Kish ostrovu i onda smo odlučili da imamo sada kirtan seminar.
We will invite different devotees like Bablu, who knows the Gauranga kirtan, how they were done.
I onda ćemo pozvati različite bakte poput Bablua, koji zna kako se izvodi Gauranga kirtan.
Bablu is the Medanga teacher of Jai Gopal, and I mean many other good Medanga players.
I Babla je Mridanga učitelj mnogih dobrih Mridanga svirača.
Ja, čak Ketan, trainer in the Gurukul.
I on isto uči decu Gurukuli da izvode kirtan.
And we will invite some kirtaniers and we will learn what to go deeper into the art of kirtan.
I mi ćemo također pozvati neke kirtanije i onda ćemo tamo videti kako da uronimo dublje tu umetnost izvođenja kirtan.
Because if you learn to do kirtan, then Lord Chaitanya becomes present and blesses his devotees.
Zato što ako naučite da izvodite kirtan pravilno, onda gospodin Chaitanya postaje zadovoljan i onda daje svoje blagoslove.
We know from Chaitanya Bhagavat that once there was a particular kirtan under the guidance of Nityananda Prabhu in Raghaval Nanda's home in Panihati.
I mi znamo iz Četanja Čaritamite da je jednom postao jedan određeni specijalni kirtan koji je vodio Nityananda Prabhu u kući Raghava Nande u Panihati.
And during this kirtan, Lord Nityananda wanted to show how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is attracted when his devotees do kirtan and become present.
I onda tokom tog kirtana gospodin Nityananda je želao da pokaže kako je gospodin Chaitanya zadovoljan i kako postaje prisutan kada njegovi bhakte zajedno imaju kirtan.
The devotees performed the kirtans before the beautiful deities of Raga Vendra Pandit, Raghava Pandit.
I bhakti su izvodili prelepi kirtan pred predivnim božanstvima Raghava Pandita.
At that time, Lord Nityananda said, the deity should have a garland of kadamba flowers. Please go into the court of the house and pick the kadamba flowers.
I onda u tom trenutku Nityananda Prabhu rekao, božanstvo bi trebalo da ima garland od kadamba cvetova. Molim vas, izađite u dvorište i uberite kadamba cvetova.
Now, there was only one lemon tree in the court, not a kadamba tree.
Ali u dvorištu se nalazilo samo jedno drvo limuna, a nije bilo nikakvo kadamba drvo.
And the devotee said, there are no kadamba trees here.
I onda su bhakti odgovorili, potom nema kadamba drveća.
There's only one lemon tree.
Ima samo jedno drvo limuna.
Nityananda said, go and get the kadamba flowers from the lemon tree.
I onda Nityananda Prabhu odgovorio, samo vidite i donesite te kadamba cvetove sa limunovog drveća.
So when the devotees went to the lemon tree, it was full of these, you know, they look like tennis balls, these flowers, with nice, fragrant, you know, small little trumpet-shaped flowers on the ball.
I onda su bakta otišli do tog limunovog drva, te tamo su stvarno našli te cvetove kadambe koji izgledaju poput teniske loptice na kojoj su ti mali, vrlo mirišljivi cvetovi u obliku trubice.
And the devotees made a beautiful garland of kadamba flowers for the deities. And then a miracle happened.
I onda su bakta napravili prelepi garland od tog kadamba cveća za božanstva i onda se čudo desilo.
All of a sudden, everyone went like this. They smelled the air.
Iznenada, svi su osjetili taj čudnovati miris.
Wow! There was the fragrance of Dhammanaka flowers.
I to je bio upravo miris Dhammanaka cveća.
Lord Nityananda said, do you smell the special fragrance?
I gospodin Nityananda ih je upitao, da li vi osjećate ovaj specijalni miris?
And all devotees went, yes. Do you know what this means? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always had a flower garland of Dhammanaka flowers.
Gospodin Chaitanya je uvek imao garland upravo tog Dhammanaka cveća.
These flowers only grow in Jagannath Puri where Mahaprabhu was.
I to cveće raste jedino u Jagannath Puriju gde je gospodin Chaitanya prebivao.
It meant that in the kirtan, Lord Chaitanya had come from Puri with his Dhammanaka flower garland, which is very fragrant, like a ton of patchouli, you know.
I to je značilo upravo to da se u tom kirtanu pojavio sam gospodin Čajtanja, koji je imao taj mirišljavi venac oko vrata, koji miriše poput tone počulja.
The kirtan became so lively.
I onda kirtan postao tako živ.
Devotees would dance and then start to climb trees and dance on the branches of the trees.
I onda su tako počeli svuda da igraju i počeli su čak da se penju na drveće i da igraju po granama drveća.
Imagine, this is a kirtan where we would all jump on the branches of the trees and go.
Especially,
especially Bhavada. So they would do this, and it was just totally ecstatic.
I onda su oni to napravili, to je bilo jako ekstatično.
Because in some way Lord Chaitanya had become present.
Zato što se na neki način gospodin Chaitanya pojavio.
And had empowered the devotees with the Gaura Shakti Kirtan.
I onda je on opunomoćio bhakte i dao tu svoju Gaura Shakti Kirtan.
So my dear devotees, Mahaprabhu said he would be with his devotees in two forms for all times.
I sam gospodin Čitanja rekao da će on uvek biti prisutan sa svojim bhaktama u dva oblika.
Mahaprabhu said he would be with his devotees who would do kirtan and he would bless them with love of Godhead.
Gospodin Čitanja rekao da će uvek biti sa svojim bhaktama koji rade kirtan i da će ih blagosloviti.
And he also mentioned he would be with them in the form of the earth. That is his deity form.
I onda je također rekao da će biti prisutan u obliku zemlje, odnosno u obliku božanstva.
So, let me summarize what we have heard today.
Sada ću dodam jedan zaključak u svemu onome što smo govorili.
If you want to have the full benefit of Krishna consciousness, you must chant in bringing yourself in a sambandha, in a connection with Krishna. You must have this understanding.
Ako želite da imate da napredujete u svjesnosti Krishne, onda morate da mantrate u sambandhi sa Krishnom, da imate to razumevanje.
And you must boil your desire.
I morate da podgrevate svoju želju.
Make it first the desire is cool.
Prvo je ta želja hladna.
It's not good to be cool in Krishna consciousness in that sense.
Znači, nije baš dobro ako ste cool
u svojoj stvari. I'm so cool. No, you should be warm.
Ne, trebalo bi da budete toplo.
And then hot.
A onda vreli.
Vreli? Wonderful. And you should not stop before you have come to this. Don't interrupt the process.
I ne bi trebalo da prestanete pre nego što stignete do toga. Nemojte da prekidate proces.
You can't get the full benefit of you can never make tea if you interrupt the process of the boiling of the water.
Onda nikada nećete dostići pravu dobrobit. Ne možete napraviti čaj ako prekinete taj proces zagrevanja vode.
Now the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said we can increase the temperature is through kirtan done with the mood of Trinadapi Sunichina, these four qualifications, humility is one.
I onda Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je rekao da način na koji to možemo da radimo jeste da sprovodimo kirtan, ali u tom raspoloženju Trinadapi Sunichina, posjedujući ove četiri osobine koje su opisane.
So this marks the end of this presentation. I would now like to see if you have questions, and I will try, because there are often many who raise their hands, to not give such long answers, but brief answers.
I ovo znači predstavlja kraj moje prezentacije. Ja bih želela da vas pitam da li imate neka pitanja i znači davaću jako kratke odgovore da to ne bi trajalo dugo. I pitanja da bi trebalo
I'm so thankful that it rained. I mean, whenever it rains, it's so full here. I mean, I shouldn't say I'm thankful, but I'm... Yes, who of you has a question? Yes, Anadi Krishna. Anadi Krishna. Anadi.
I have one question about Kirtan. Can you tell us something about Kirtan performed at the first Gaurpurnim festival in Kethuri, led by great devotees like Narottam Das Thakur?
In Srpski.
Imam pitanje o Kirtanu. Da li možeš da nam kažeš nešto o prvom Kirtanu koji je održan na prvom Gaurpurnim festivalu u Kethuriju, koji je bio vođen od strane velikih bhakta kao što su Narottam Das Thakur?
Yes, I remember that during this festival, many devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been invited by, you know, a special invitation letter. It was a golden plate. In we, the followers of Narottam, request the pleasure of your presence during the first Gaurpurnim festival after Gauranga Mahaprabhu's disappearance.
Da su na taj kirtan, na tu proslavu bili pozvani bhakte, tako što su im bile poslate zlatne pločice na kojima je bilo ugravirano zamolili bismo vas da, da nam pružite to zadovoljstvo vašeg prisustva na ovom prvom Gaurpurnim festivalu nakon odlaska Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
There were many kirtan leaders before Narottam Das Thakur, but finally the devotee community begged Narottam, please you lead us in kirtan.
Ja to su mnogi kirtanije pevali pre Narottam Das Thakura, ali su onda bhakti krenuli da mole Narottama, molite ti sada vodi kirtan.
Narottam had a kirtan band.
I Narottam je imao svoj kirtan band.
So they first paid obeisances to all the Vaishnavas.
Ja to su oni prvo...
Dandavan.
Ja to su oni prvo odali poštovanje svim Vaishnavama. Dandavan.
Then on a sign, Devi Devi, who was the Madanga player, started to play as intricate medanga beats.
I onda na određeni znak Devi Devi koji je bio medanga svirač, on je počeo da svira određene ritmove.
Da 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 Then Narottam Das Thakur started his kirtan. It was extremely slow and long drawn out. And then the kirtan picked up. Narottam Das Thakur started to cry in tears of love of Godhead. And all the devotees it's described felt like being in an ocean of the kirtan sweetness. And then all of a sudden, Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared. Then Nityananda was there. Advaita Acharya, they had all disappeared already. And I mean, not all, but Advaita Acharya had disappeared, and he danced with his son Achyutananda.
Nisu baš svi bili nestali, ali Advaita Acharya je već pre toga napustio zemlju, ali se on pojavio i plesao je sa svojim sinom Achyutom.
The whole Panchatattva manifested themselves in that kirtan of Narottam Das Thakur.
I Panchatattva je došla i pojavila se na tom kirtanu Narottam Das Thakur.
And it was a long kirtan. And in the end, they disappeared again.
I na kraju se oni opet nestali.
And all the devotees sat on the floor crying. Where is my Gauranga?
Gde je moj Gauranga?
Gde Nityananda? Gde Advaita Acharya? Gde? Yes. Hare Krishna. This is what I remember. I mean, from this pastime. Yes, Gauranga Mahaprabhu wanted to show that he is present when his devotees do kirtan.
Da, gospodin Čajtanja Mahaprabhu je želeo da pokaže da je on prisutan kada njegovi bhakte zajedno imaju kirtan.
Even after the disappearance.
Čak i nakon što je napustio zemlju.
And Jai Guneshwara Prabhu is with us. We know we had times here in Serbia where we had concerts with the many thousands of people dancing in the kirtan.
I evo Jai Guneshwara je ovdje, mi se sećamo onih vremena kada smo imali koncerte u Srbiji na kojima se nalazilo nekoliko hiljada ljudi.
And we all knew that sometimes we felt a divine influence in the crowd.
I onda bismo mi nekada osjetili taj božanski uticaj u toj gomili.
I remember in Russia when we had maybe the biggest kirtan in the history of our movement with 33,000 people, but they were really dancing and chanting, you can see from the recordings. That was amazing.
Ja se sećam kada smo imali verovatno najveći kirtan u istoriji Iskona, gde se našlo u Rusiji 33,000 bhakta koji su stvarno igrali i pevali, to je bilo nešto nevjerovatno.
There were waves of people coming towards the stage and big waves, somehow they climbed on each other or something, you know, it became really like an ocean.
I to je izgledalo upravo poput tekane, ja ne znam što su oni radili, da li su se peli jedni na drugi, ali to je izgledalo poput talasa koji su dolazili prema bini.
Now in the temple of Jagannath Puri it's known when the crowd behaves in a special ways, you know that a certain deity is present amongst them.
I u hramu u Džaganatpuriju se zna kada se gomila ponaša na određeni način, onda možete znati da se određeno božanstvo nalazi, da je tu prisutno.
For instance, when the crowd who takes darshan before Lord Jagannath, there's a few thousand people, becomes extremely restless, they all know Shiva is in the crowd and takes darshan and gets an ecstasy and starts to dance.
I onda oni znaju, ako su tu gomili ljudi koji uzimaju darshan, ako svi oni odjednom postanu nevredni, oni znaju da se gomile nalazi gospodin Šiva koji je jako ekstatičan na što ima darša.
So we felt in Moscow and also in some of the programs in Serbia, Smensko, Mitrovicka, Kragujevacka, Somborski, Novi Sad. What? Zrenjanin, dobro. Yes. We felt there was something in the crowd.
I mi znamo da se i na mnogim koncertima u svim ovim mestima u Srbiji da osjetili smo nečije prisustvo u gomili ljudi.
Not something in the crowd, Radha Krita, but someone.
Znači nismo osjetili nešto u toj gomili ljudi, nego nekoga.
Gauranga Mahaprabhu. We felt like this. We felt like this. Dobro. Anyone else has a question of devotees? So Akinchana Balaram Prabhu, correct? Akinchana Balaram? Yes.
I heard that we should give up on all selfish desires, or desires for ourselves, for myself. But we can also say that desire to become Krishna conscious is something for myself, but is not considered to be selfish. How is that? Can you explain to us? Čuli smo da treba da odustanemo od svih sebičnih želja, želja za nas. Ali treba da želimo da postanemo svesni Krišne. A to isto tako za nas. Kako se to smatra da to nije sebična želja, da nije sebična?
Before I answer your question, I want to say when I hear I have to give up all selfish desires, I become depressed. Because I'm very selfish.
Govorim na ovo tvoje pitanje, prvo moram da kažem, kad čujem da treba da napustim svu sebičnost, ja postanem jako depresivan, zato što sam jako sebična osoba.
It is very true what you say.
I jako istinito ovo što kažeš.
But it's such a high standard.
To je jako uzvišeni standard.
It only happens by grace, by mercy.
I to se može dogoditi jedino pomoću milosti.
Really, it happens when you fall in love.
To se dešava, na primjer, kada se zaljubite.
When you want to give.
Kada želite da date.
So this is only possible by purifying, and therefore kirtan is so important, or the holy name is so important. It's our only chance.
I zato nam je potrebno da budemo pročišćeni, a za to je upravo služi kirtan i sveto ime, i to je naša jedina šansa.
Now I would like to answer your question directly.
A sada bih želela direktno da odgovorim na tvoje pitanje.
Isn't the desire for Krishna consciousness also a selfish desire, you are asking?
Ti si pitao, zar nije i želja za svesnošću Krišne također sebična želja?
It can be a selfish desire, but it can also be a selfless desire, and this depends on your motivation.
To može biti sebična želja, ali također može biti jako nesebična, i sve zavisi od tvoje motivacije.
See, many devotees whom you asked, why did you come to Krishna consciousness, they give a selfish reason. I didn't want to suffer any longer.
Vidite, ako pitate mnogi bhakti zašto su oni došli u svesnost Krishna, oni će vam dati sebičan razlog. Reći će, nisam želao više da patim.
This is called the desire for liberation.
I to se naziva želja za oslobođenje.
That is still a material desire.
I to je šuvek materijalna želja.
But sometimes devotees develop the desire to please the Vaishnavas and to please Krishna, and then it's a selfless desire.
Ali nekada bhakti razvija želju da zadovolje Vaishnave, da zadovolje Krishna, i onda je u pitanju nesebična želja.
So I think there are many yogis here amongst us who want moksha. Back to God, in our language it's back to Godhead.
I tako da ja mislim da se ovdje nalaze među nama mnogi jogi koji žele mokšu, koji žele da idu nazad Bogu.
But those of us who want love of Krishna to come in their heart, this is selfless desire, because love is a selfless thing.
Ali oni od nas koji žele ljubav prema Krishni u svom srcu, to je nesebična želja, zato što ljubav u njoj nema sebičnosti.
When you go on Padayatra through Vrindavan, the Lokanath Maharaj will instruct you, when you go to this place, if you couldn't get any children, you will get children.
Ako idete na primjer na Padayatra sa Lokanath Maharajom po Vrindavan, onda će vam Lokanath Maharaj objasniti, ako ne možete da imate djecu, a to biste željeli, odete na ovo mjesto.
Shantanu Kund, if you cannot get children, go to Shantanu Kund, and then the maladetis will come like anything.
I onda će vam on reći, ako ne možete imati djeca, onda samo odete na Shantanu Kund i onda ćete, djeca će već doći.
But always looking at Maharaj, the end says, what is the benefit of so many material, the fulfillment of material desires? Really, if you go to any place, just pray for the greatest treasure, love of Krishna, because love of Krishna means again there is life, again there is Krishna, again there is the Yamuna, again there is everything.
Ali onda na kraju Lokanath Maharaj uvek kaže, ali koja je dobrobit od ispunjenja svih tih materijalnih želja? Na koje god mjesto da odete u Vrindavan, uvek se trebate moliti za najveće blago, a to je ljubav prema Krišni. Jer ako imate ljubav prema Krišni, onda je sve opet tu. Tu je život, tu je Vrindavan, tu je Yamuna, tu je sve.
So, Hare Krishna, I have looked at the wristwatch, my newly repaired wristwatch, and it is 7 o'clock now. We unfortunately have to stop here. Keep your questions parked, and there will be hopefully opportunity.
I ja se sad izvinjavam, moramo da završimo, pošto je već 7 sati, ali vi zadržite ta svoja pitanja u glavi, pa ćemo, nadam se, odgovoriti na njih.
I just want to say, there is now the arati, and at 8 o'clock, punctually, there is the evening news, television news.
Ja sad želim da najavim, u 7 sati je tu arati, onda u 8 sati imamo večernje redovne novosti.
And after that, our Swamiji's will give their favorite Prabhupada katha.
I nakon toga naši svami koji su ovde, oni će nam ispričati svoju omiljenu Prabhupad zabavu.
Hare Krishna. Hajbo, hajbo.